Vayelech Moshe, Vayidabres Advarim Ha'ele El Kol Yisrael. Moshe went and he spoke all of these words to Kol Yisrael. V'nei v'esm shona noichi hayoin, v'yuchu v'idlotzes v'lovay. So Vayelech Moshe, where did he go? Doesn't say where he went. Vayelech Moshe. So Ramban says over here, Vayomer HaKosavato. Torah is telling us over here, Ki Moshe Hoach Mimachna Leviya El Machna Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu left the Machna Leviya, where the Shechinah was, the Machna Yisrael, Lechabdom, to be Mechabedem. Ki Moshe Yirtzel Hipotem Echaveir. Well, he wants to say goodbye to his friends. Ubo Litul Rishus Mimenu. Somebody says goodbye to his friend. He's partnering himself up, and he's asking Rishus, okay, I'm leaving. Pashtus is sinning in of Derech Eretz. We'll see a little bit later on, not like that. Tremendous, tremendous Hareg of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the day that he's nifter, usually when a person is nifter, he has things on his mind. You can imagine Moshe Rabbeinu with Rishnan and what it means to leave this world, b'moli moving on Mila. And Afal Pi came, it wasn't beneath him to go and gezeg himself with Klal Yisrael, like somebody that says goodbye to his friend. The Mordeke Madrega of Anova, Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the Moshe Yisrael Akim, the Eved Hashem, the consummate Eved Hashem, that was up in Shemayim to be Makabal the Torah. He saw everything. And Afal Pikein, he goes to gezeg himself with the different Shvatim in Klal Yisrael. The Geras Ramban brings down, every person should be bigger than you. Consider every person bigger than you. If he's a poor person, that you are more chayiv, you are more guilty than him, and he is more zakai than you. If he's a chayte, he's a shayge. And the Ramban writes over there, and he gives a Ramban that anova shehi mida toiva mikol hamidas hatoivas. Shenemar ekev anova yiras Hashem. The biggest, best mida is mida of anova. And Moshe Rabbeinu, on the day he was saying goodbye to Klal Yisrael, he displayed this tremendous mida of anova. This also stems with what the Ramban says in Shemois, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to take the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, Vayomer bi Adoni, shlach no biyad tishlach. Send it into the hands of the one that will be sent. So Ramban says, shout over there, what does shlach no biyad tishlach mean? There's nobody in the world that's not better than me for this job. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, everyone in the world is better than me for this job. So this is all cases of Moshe Rabbeinu's tremendous anova. On the pasuk v'ha'ish Moshe anov mikol adam, ashal pnei adama. So you do a Ruchayim v'lozhen that says, what shall mikol adam ashal pnei adama? If you would take the anova of every single person in the world and put it together, Moshe Rabbeinu's anova was still greater than everybody. So, and you see that displayed over here. Moridika madrega of anova. It was a maisa with Chaim Moshe's father, Ivyur Rav, big goyin, tremendous goyin. I just saw recently that in Ivya, the Grozenskis were rabbonim for hundreds of years. Father, son, you know, mamish dayr. So Chaim Moshe's father's Adam Gadol Admai. You don't hear about him because of Chaim Moshe, you know, it's Chaim Moshe. He's Adam Gadol Admai. And he had one problem, major problem. He was a tremendous anav. The Balabatim were not thrilled with this. They helped. Rav has to have shtoltz, or has to have, you know, a certain dignity, a certain charisma. They held he was too big of an anav. So they were not nichalei that he was such an anav. Kitz Amaisha, one time this thing came to a head. Vosik Hashem. He was once walking to shul early, about 5 o'clock in the morning, the Rav, and he overhears a conversation Balak Gola is giving it to his assistant over the head. You mishugna, you numbskull, you a yutzlach what you are. I told you to buy the oil for the wheels last night so we can get on our way early, and you forgot now it's going to take us a couple of hours till the stores open. So he couldn't stand that. This poor assistant's getting hacked over the head. So he walks over, he says, you know, I can get you oil. So where you can get me oil now? So I know someone that sells oil. And I could, he's up already, Mr. Amin, I can get oil from him. If you just give me some money, I'll go get oil. Oh, he didn't know that this is the rub. He was just a bottle of oil from someplace else. Oh, you're trying to trick me. You're going to walk off with the money and you think I'm going to fall for it. So David Schleimer said, you know, I'll give you my hat as a mashkin. And when I bring it back to you, you'll give me back my hat. Fine, that he was mashkin too. Shlomo goes, he knocks on the door of this fellow that's selling the oil. The guy comes to him, could it be this early in the morning? It's the rub. First of all, the rub, I'd like to buy some oil for the wheels. Well, all of a sudden, the rub became a Balak Gola. What is that? She gives him oil, he gives him change. And he was wondering what's going on, so he decided to follow the rub to see what's tutzach. And then he sees the whole exchange. The rub gives him the oil with the change. He gives him back his hat, you know. He saw his tutzach. Mamash, he was steaming. He said, this is ridiculous already. So he called a meeting of the Balabatim. We have to do something about the Rav's lack of gaiva. Epis, not from tongue, but how do we tell the Rav that, you know, it's very hard to tell the Rav to work on his gaiva. So he came up with a plan like this. We're going to go, we're going to send a group of people to talk to the Rav that there's too much gaiva going on in this city. So some of the Rav is going to defend himself and say, you're out of me, I try and work on my anova. And then we'll tell you, yeah, but too much anova is also no good. That's the way we'll get into the conversation. So sure enough, he sent over a delegation and they start darshaning, there's too much gaiva going on in the city and there has to be an end to it. Dov Shlomo looks, he's quiet the whole time. When they finish their speech, he says, Hveis, I've been trying to work on this mida for 20 years. I still can't be Oika, the guy who was myself. I saw, there's nobody to talk about. Nevach, the Rav was too big of an honor as a big tzar. Anyway, this is the Ramban, this is Moshe Rabbeinu on the last day of his life displayed this tremendous mida of anova. Sure, the Sefer Sam Derech, Simchas Yisrael Broides Atzal, points out a moiri dikidik from this Ramban. What does Ramban say? The Ramban says, Ki moisha hoach mi machna uviyo machna Yisrael lechabdom, ki moisha yirtze lihipotem echaveroi, ubo litl rishus mimen. When you say goodbye to your friend, you're not saying goodbye. You're pattering yourself up from him as if to ask rishus from him. So he says that you see a gevaldige yisoid from over here. That saying goodbye to a friend is not saying goodbye, you know, goodbye. It's pattering yourself up from him. What does that mean, pattering yourself up? You see from over here that when you have a chabura of people, they're one unit, and they each have an achrayis to themselves. Same way I have a chayv to someone, when you have one unit of people, the chevre, there's an achrayis that they have to each other. And every person adds to that chevre. And when you're leaving, you're like asking Rishus. He's asking Rishus to leave and to pattern himself from that. He brings down, we find in Shas, in Kama places, that Talmidei Chachomim, when they used to leave, they used to niftarim zeh mizeh, and they were melaveh their friends a long way. The Gemara says, Mesechtas Gittin Afayin Vav Amid Beis, he havi miftari rabbonim ehadodi ba'akru havi miftari. When the Rabbanan used to say goodbye to their chaverim, somebody was leaving for Chutz La'aretz, so the Rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael only went up until Akku. They didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael, so they were malava them all the way to the tip of Eretz Yisrael, that's Akku, the northernmost part of Eretz Yisrael, and that's where they say goodbye to them. Further than that, they didn't go. Now, Tosfos points out, Masechtas Gittin Akku was not from the Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael. It was not in the Ikri Yishuv, it was far away from the Ikri Yishuv. So it comes out, they were Malava their friends, who knows how far? It was a whole Avodah. And you could picture that the Amiron and the Tanoim, they were not Batlonim. It's not like they had time to waste from Torah. But this was an Ikri Chiyuv. They went to be Malava a friend because a Chabura means something. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Yuzayin, ki having miftari rabbonim ibei ravami, when the rabbonim used to say goodbye from the base medrash of ravami, some people say ibei rav chanina. This is what they said. They used to give a bracha. So Rashi says over there, the rabbonim used to take resus from each other to go back to their homes and to their land. So what's the pshat? You see from over here, up to Simcha Zisel, that when you're learning in a chabur, it's not the pshat. You have a bunch of individuals that happen to be together. A chevra is an achrayis to one another. And they held, you're not allowed to leave the chabura until you ask rishus, until there's netilas rishus. He says this was a big yisoid in yeshivas. There was something called the bnei hachabura. And the fact that they were part of a chabura, they felt like they were one family, and they had an achrayis to each other. Rahman al-Islam, Chazal say, Meisech ben achabura yidu kol achabura. There's a unit over here. It's not stam a bunch of yechidim sitting together. If it's a bunch of yechidim sitting together, then what's the shaykhis? A chabura is a cohesive unit, and they have an achrayis to each other. He says, the Gemara also says, the Chayni Amagel said, oi chavrusa, oi nisusa. He wanted to have a chavra. There's something about a chavra. You know, one goes to the old Beis HaKfaris, in different places, you see chevres of shuls that were all buried together. They lived together, they had their simchas together, and they were nifted together, and they were all buried in the same place. Today, unfortunately, you know, we're in Golos, where everybody is spread, and everybody, that sense of achrayis, of having achrayis for a kehillah, that doesn't really exist today, because that, you know, that's the maximum of galus. But there were times that everybody felt together, a chevra this, a chevra hashas that. There was all one unit, and this is what you see, that Moshe Rabbeinu, ki nifter mechaveiroi, there's an achrayis to the chevra, an achrayis to the chabura. Vayomer aleihem, ben me'ev esrim shana anoichi hayom, I'm 120 years old today, lo yuchaloi lotzeis v'lovei. Hashem amar elai, and Hashem said to me, lo yisavar es hayarden hazeh. So Rashi brings down the Gemara and Saita, that if you give him one bit days, lo yuchaloi lotzeis v'lovei v'divrei teira. I can't come back and forth and bring you divrei teira, melamed shenistim u'mimenu m'seireis u'mayon eisachach. It was closed off from Moshe Rabbeinu, the m'seire, and the Mayona is the wellsprings of Chacham. So the Sifsei Chachamim over here brings down Vahatam. The reason is Kidei Shelo Yitzdar Shenitlo Hagdula Mimenu V'nitnu Lo Yeshua. He shouldn't feel bad that the Gdula was taken away and that he can't live anymore. It was given to Yeshua. D'kivan D'nistamu Mimenu M'sayres HaChacham Alom Aloi Chayim. If he can't have Chacham anymore, he lost the whole time of life. He wouldn't want to live. If he doesn't have the chacham anymore, he himself already doesn't want to live. In the mail, he's not going to think about it was taken from him and given to Yeshua. Gaon Rabbi Yamin Zev Prague, he was one of the Choshev Dayonim in Yerushalayim. He said over that his grandmother was a granddaughter of from the big Gaonim of late 1800s, early 1900s, Rav Moshe Nachum Wallenstein. He's from the Gdoli Yerushalayim. When he got older already, he couldn't see. He find very hard to see. He had tremendous sad because he couldn't be ma'ayin and learning the way he'd want. So one time she came to visit and she sees he's outside. And he says, I don't want to live anymore. He said, I can't, I lost my time in life. I can't learn. So she says, hey, you know, there's commotion with big ice here. You know, you can still learn that. She calls her inside and he shows her a Gemara, the back of the Gemara with the little ice here, the Rishash. With the fortune with a little Isis. If I can't learn Be'im, my whole time of learning is gone. The next day he was talking Iftar. So that's the way, you see that the Gemara says that with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan with the whole Machlokes with Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was Nifter. So Rabbi Yochanan lost his mind. He said, Heichan Atbar Lakisha, Heichan Atbar Lakisha. And the Chachamim had to be Mespalo for him to be Nifter. I believe Revelio Lopan asks the question, why were they not Mespalo for him to get better? The Teretz is just like being responsible for someone to live without oxygen. You know, they knew that that was an impossibility. If Rav Yochanan did not have the chavrusa shaf of Reish Lakish, who asked him kashas, and from that they were mechadish new halachas, then Rav Yochanan lost his whole time in living, and that wouldn't help. And that was the same thing that happened over here. That's pshat in this Sivsei Chachamim. Hakel es ha'om, the mitzvah of Hakel, ha'anoshim v'hanoshim v'hataf, v'kerach Hashem v'sharecha, l'man yishmu l'man yilmedu, v'yiru es Hashem elokeichem, elfir Hashem, v'shomru l'asis es kol divrei ha'Torah hazeis. The Gemara in Masechtas Chagiga Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says, Rav Yeshua asked his Talmidim, ma chidush hoye be'beis medrash? What chidush was there in the beis medrash? So they told him, we're your Talmidim, we drink your water. We want to hear from you, Rabbi Chidushin. He says, afal pikein ein beis medrash v'loy chidush. He says, Shabbos shal mi hoyse, whose Shabbos was it to darshan this week? He said, Rolaz ben Azariah. So what do you say in Haggadah? So he told him, says, Hakel esom anoshim, anoshim ataf. So bishlam and anoshim, and anoshim, they come to listen. Over taflo mehen boim, elogid elit and schar le meviyehim. To give schar to those that bring him. So he said, Maganis, Magolius, Tavis, you had mama such a beautiful pearl, a beautiful diamond, and you wanted to be ma'abed from me, you wanted to keep it from me. So that first thing, first of all, what's this big diamond? Was the Chachma Shabbat, and also, Kedei Lahavi Schar LeMevi Yanks, felt mitzvahs in the Torah that to get schar for, that Hashem has to give a mitzvah that L'chayr makes no sense because they're not gaining anything from it. So he has to give us this extra mitzvah over here just to give us schar. There's plenty of mitzvahs in the Torah that we can get schar for. So the Alter tells the Rav, Yosef Yehuda Lev Bloch, Zechitzavik L'chadosh L'bracha says, that the emissaries, that B'nai Yisrael were forced to bring their kids. Because there's a mitzvah on everybody above bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah to come. What are they going to do with their kids? They're going to leave them back home without anybody to take care of them? They have to bring them anyway. So the question over here was, so if that's the case, why did the Torah have to give a mitzvah for that? Right? And they have to come anyway. They're going to have to bring their kids anyway. For practical reasons. So the Torah has to tell me to bring the taf? That... The answer is, even though you have to do it anyway, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so mechaviv klal Yisrael, he's so machsh of them, that he wants to give them schar for a mitzvah. That's not a practicality. If they're bringing him anyway, they're just a tag along, and then, so you have extra tircha. But that's why Hashem said, befeirish, bring the taf, to bring them, that it's not just because you have nothing to do with them, is the pshat, I'm giving you a mitzvah to bring, and that way you can get a schar for something that you would have done anyway. And that's taka that shows the tremendous ahava and the chavivus that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael. I was thinking of a different way of answering this question. Like, what's the chiddush over here? It's similar to what we said, Lagabi Ben Sayer Umayr. Ben Sayer Umayr Lahayav Lainimr. So, Elamai, so why did Hashem give the mitzvah? To give a schar, drosh v'kabel schar. So the famous question is, if you would darshan the rest of the Torah your whole life, you still have more to darshan to get schar. So Hashem has to give us a mitzvah to get schar for darshaning the Torah. So one of the pshatim that we said was that the drosh v'kabel schar doesn't mean the drosh be makabel schar for Talmud Torah. Name drosh v'kabel schar. If you darshan this parasha ben Sayer Umayr, you're going to get schar that your chinuch of your own children will be a different chinuch, and you'll see nachas from your children. From ben Sayer Umayr, you learn not to give him to the kids taivas, not to give him to everything that he wants. You have to tame him and you have to discipline him. And Mimela, that's the schar that your family will be a much more disciplined family, and you'll be able to see nachas from them. So I think that can be the pshat over here also. Lahavi schar lemeviyeya means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted those that bring to have nachas. So he gave a mitzvah, v'davka bring them. Little kid Taka doesn't understand anything, but he's in the sphere of Kedusha. He's there where the Shechina is. So that's going to give special schar, even though he's not getting the tayelas of hearing Divrei Torah. He doesn't understand the Divrei Torah, but he's in a matzah. It's like Rishu ben Chananya. It says, Ashrei Meilavitei, she used to bring his cradle into the base medrash because he was in a sviv of Kedusha. That's Lahavi Schala Meviyeya. Bringing them and putting the children in a sviv of Kedusha, Dosh Gufa brings them to be in this gadol with the Richtige Kedusha and the Richtige Hashkafis, and that Gufa is the biggest schar. Va'ato kisvu lochem es ha-shira ha-zois. Write for yourself this shira. The lambda is b'nei Yisrael. Teach it to the b'nei Yisrael. Simo b'fiyam. Place it in their mouths. So the question is, it would have been more appropriate l'chayit to say simo ba'oznam, place it in their ears, they should hear it, or b'libam, in their hearts. What does it mean, simo b'fiyam? We also, in Birchas HaTorah, we also say, v'harun Hashem l'kenz d'ri Yisroska, b'finu u'b'fiyas amchel beis Yisrael. Make it geshmak in our mouths. What's geshmak in our mouths? Geshmak in our hearts, the heron in our minds. What's in our mouths? So as far as I say, you see from over here a gevaldige yisoid. That Torah has to be given over in a way that the person you're giving it over to is not just going to hear it, he's not just going to understand it, he's going to give it over to others the way it has to be given over. That's what sima b'fihem. Torah has to be given over in a way that they're going to have it in their mouths and they'll be capable of giving it over to others as well. And this involves two different nekudas. Number one, you have to make it clear enough to them that they can give it over. They can be masber it to others. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman used to say, that the Welt says there's a good Baal Masber and there's a not good Baal Masber. And I say, there's no such thing as a good Baal Masber and bad Baal Masber. Someone that has Havana and someone that doesn't have Havana. If someone is a maven, he understands it well, then he's able to be Masber. If someone's lacking in the Havana, so felt in Hasbara, felt in Havana. That's what Rabbi Chanan said. So Sima Befihem, give it to them over so clearly that they can be able to give it over, make them understand it in a way that they can be masver to others clearly. That's the kuda number one. The kuda number two, the way you give it over, the chavivus with which you give it over, the fire with which you give it over, that will give them the encouragement to give it over to others also with the fire. The famous ma'aseh with the Shloima Haim, gave shirin Torah v'das. One day there was a storm, and hardly anybody usually had a shear, 50, 60 bachrim. That day it was 4 or 5 bachrim. Shloima Haim gave the shear with the same mamish, with the same bren, with the same fire, with the same kayak that he always gave it. So one of the Talmidim came over to him, and he says, Rebbe, he says, Melu, there's a big shear, there's a lot of people here. Rebbe has to strain himself, but today it was 4 bachrim there. Like, wasn't he in there straining himself to give a shear only to 4 bachrim? Giving the shir to much more than 4 bachrim. I was giving the shir to you and to your talmidim and to their talmidim and to their talmidim. Because the way the Rebbe gives over the shir with that fire, with that islahavus, that is meant to travel over weiter and weiter and weiter. So that's the pshat over here, sima b'fiyam. Number one, sima b'fiyam, it's clear that they could give it over to others. Number two, sima b'fiyam, with that fire, with that bren, they should give over that bren as well. V'hoyoki sinseno yiseirois rabbis v'tzoris. V'onsa hashira hazois lefonav le'eid. When bad things will happen to a person, this shira, which is referring to Parshas Rashi, says that this kisvu lechem es hashira, not like other Rishonim learn is going on the Torah, Rashi learns is going on Parshas Hazinu, next week's parasha. So when he sees Tzoris, Parshas Hazinu will give him chizuk and be mashvit to him what's happening. The Gemara in Chagigah Daf Ches says that when Rabbi Yochanan came to this pasuk, v'hoya kisim tzena yisei rois rabbis, v'tzorois, he started crying. He said, evet sh'rabbi mamtzi loy rois v'tzorois, takana yesh loy. An evet whose master, he makes tzoris found by him. Does he have any takon? Does he have any way out? So, what's the pshat mamtzi leirois? What's in the kud of mamtzi leirois? He's getting punished. So, what was Rabbi Yochanan's hispilus from this, that he started crying? And what is the meaning of mamtzi leirois? So, it tells Rashid, Rabbi Yochanan, the lay bloch, the Ketzad of the Kodesh Lebracha said, that the emes is when a country has a constitution, you have to live and abide by the laws. And somebody you know, he transgresses the laws. It is, there's a court, there's police, and they give him a punishment, whatever it is. But that punishment is not part of him, and those laws don't become part of him. They're, you know, he gets his punishment and he goes right there. By the Torah is the pshat, that the mitzvah that a person does becomes a chelik of him. And the schar that a person gets is the mitzvah itself. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. The schar of a mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. When you do a mitzvah, it becomes a chelik of you. It's tied to you. So the good is within you, and that leads to all the good that you get from the mitzvah. But chas v'shalom the other way. Schar aveira is the aveira itself. The aveira comes tied to him, like Chazal say, k'shua like a kelev. It goes with him wherever he goes. And those sorrows become part of the person, and it's impossible to escape. That's what Rav Yochanan was talking about. What's kisim tse'enu le'erois? It's not just like a court that's punishing someone, and that's it. It doesn't become part of the person. The Torah, whether the Torah or the Ra, if it's the mitzvahs, it becomes a chelik of him. But lehepach, kisim tse'enu le'erois means they're found within him, and it follows him wherever he goes. That's the pshat over here that's why Rabbi Yochanan was crying. That's something really that should be ma'iris when we come to Yom Kippur. You know, we speak so much about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitar on Yishamis. That l'femiyat mitar and mitar eschem avichem shabashamayim. Now what's the nekuda? Whatever spot there is on the neshama, even if it's a small spot, but that means it's there with the person. It's not stam that a person's going to get punished for that. It's there with them. It's a mitzias. And therefore, a person has to do tshuva and come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'zorakti aleichem ayin tahirim, I'm going to cleanse those spots. That shmutz of the aveira, I'm going to cleanse off. And that way it will not be nimtza b'seichecha. That's the nekuda over here. And that's something that should be ma'ir us all as we face Yom Kippur, the time of our tahara. Finally, a nifla dikim medrash. Vayayimar Hashem al Moshe, hein korvu yomecha lomos, cross your Yeshua, v'siatzva bo'el moye, v'atzavenu. Vayelach Moshe v'yeshua, v'yisiatzva bo'el moye. The Yalkut brings down the home ahalach of the Petira of Moshe Rabbeinu. When he went up to Har Nevoi, so it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was up there, the Rabbeinu Shalom called the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu because they were, first of all, Malchamavus was sent up there, couldn't get anywhere near Moshe Rabbeinu. Couldn't get anywhere near. Moshe Rabbeinu was Kulei Torah. And even though the Mayonis were Nistamimenu, but he still was Kulei Torah, Malchamavus could not get anywhere near him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to come there b'chvaidu v'atzmai. And he started coaxing the neshama out. And he said, Biti, for 120 years, I designated for you in the goof of Moshe. Now the end has come, and you have to come out. Please don't delay. So the neshama answered back, Rabbeinu Shloim, I know that you're a lakei kol haruchais, and I don't call haneshamais, and you created me, and you placed me into the goof of Moshe for 120 years. But those 120 years, there was never any smell coming out of his goof. There was never any bugs on his goof. There was never any rat on his goof. There was never any tzaras on his goof. I don't want to leave. Now, for states, that all represents, because his goof was so kadosh v'tahor, that didn't attach itself to him. I don't want to leave. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, please come out and don't delay. And I'm going to put you in the Shari Shamayim or El Yainim. And I'm going to sit you right by the Kisa HaKovid, by the Kruvim and the Shrafim and the Gedudim, the highest Malachim. So she said, the Neshama said, that I don't want to be near the Malachim. You had two Malachim up in Shamayim, Uzzah v'Azoel, and they came down here, and they went to Savi after the Bnei Selihim. And you ended up, and they were mashka, says Darkam, and you ended up hanging them between Shemayim and Oretz. I don't want to be with the Malachim. I want to be in the goof of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu saw the neshama doesn't want to leave, so he went and he drew the neshama out with Mises Neshika. But you see a paladika thing from over here. Simcha Zisel Breider points out, that's how it points out. See a paladika thing. That the neshama would rather be in the goof of Moshe Rabbeinu than be with the highest malachim tachas kisei hakavod. That tells us a tremendous koyach of Adam. It's shayach for a ben Adam who's a bar choymer. He's in a guf, a physical guf, and it's shayach to reach madregas that are beyond the madrega of mamish tachas kisei hakavod. That's the pella that we learn from over here. The Ramban he brings down in Shemois, it says in the pasuk, that this malach, it redeemed Klal Yisrael mikol tzara, the same malach that followed Yaakov Avinu, hamalach agoy lo yisim mikol ra. It was with Klal Yisrael. But Kolzman Moshe Rabbeinu was with Klal Yisrael, this malach didn't follow him. It was only after he was nifter. But Kolzman Moshe Rabbeinu was there, he was better than the malach, and he served the purpose of being the Merkava L'shem. You didn't need a malach when Moshe Rabbeinu was there. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega was higher than the malachim. That's the yesod you see for this medrash. Agudin Shabbos, and Yirotzim Shirol Bizoichi Tekmach Hasim Etoive, Shnaz Gula V'Yeshua, Simchis, Yetz Hashem. Zayitz Gizont Agud Yomtev. Maxim Etoive, good